Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningni Nemhang Singh. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 is being observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture for Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks, and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls in. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, all efforts should be made in the Indian democracy for the voice of the weakest to be heard. He said, if the country has to further enrich its democratic values, the voice of the common people should be echoed in the parliament as well as in the state assemblies. Mr. Birla urged all representatives of the people in the upper and lower house of the parliament and state assemblies to work towards this goal. Mr. Birla said this while addressing a meeting organized by Rama Foundation at Bhubaneswar yesterday. He said, other nations are looking towards India for peace and harmony because of the able leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said, the country is one of the fastest growing economies in the world and innovations in any sector, including defense, is being done by India. Mr. Birla said, the youth of the country has a role in it and all should contribute to make the country a Viksit Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that in yesterday's episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi awakened the society to the menace of defrauding people by threatening them with digital arrest. In a social media post, Mr. Shah highlighted that the modus operandi of these fraudsters is to pose as police, CBI, anti-narcotics or RBI officers and threaten unsuspecting citizens over a video call. He said, Mr. Modi laid out the measures to be taken by citizens to prevent such frauds, reminding them that no government agency conducts investigations via phone or video calls. The Home Minister added that to root out this evil, the Prime Minister invoked the mantra of Ruko, Socho or Action Law and appealed to report authorities immediately through the helpline number 1930. Mr. Shah also reiterated the government is committed to build a cyber-secure Bharat. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India's space economy will play a critical role in the country's growth. In an interview with a private media, Dr. Singh said, the government has launched a 1,000 crore rupees venture capital fund for the space sector and introduced the Bio-E3 policy aimed at creating a bioeconomy. He said the Modi's government major initiatives in the first 100 days of its term signify its commitment to advancing India's role on the global innovation stage. The Indian Railways, in collaboration with the Ministry of Women and Child Development, have launched a revised Standard Operating Procedure, SOP, for the protection of vulnerable children. Under the SOP, anti-human trafficking unit are to be set up in about 262 stations across the country. Railways is also running an operation, Meri Saheli, for protection of single ladies travelling in trains. The Ministry of Railways said the SOP outlines a robust framework for safeguarding children who came into contact with the Indian Railways. RPF has rescued over 57,000 children in the last 5 years from trafficking, out of which close to 18,000 were girls. The government yesterday dismissed the media reports which claimed that the rural employment under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MGNREG, has dipped by 16% in the first half of the current year. The Rural Development Ministry said that MGNREG scheme is a demand-driven scheme and the current financial year is still ongoing. Therefore, it is not possible to fix an exact target of person days generation. The ministry noted that the total person days generated between 2014-15 to 2024-25 were 2,923 crore, whereas the total person days generated between 2006-07 to 2013-14 were only 1,660 crore. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.